Hello, friends. Welcome back. My name is Nisa. Coffee is my boyfriend. You are listening to Coffee is My Boyfriend podcast. He's here with me. He is full-bodied. He is hot. He is delicious. And oh my God, I love him so much. I just want to drink him up. Oh, if you feel the same way, welcome. And if you don't, oh well, welcome. If you are new here, we are essentially the podcast where we talk about thoughts and ideas that maybe you have not thought about, or maybe you have thought about, but you haven't talked about it with friends or family or close personal strangers. You know what I'm saying? We'll discuss it here. Maybe we'll open your mind. You'll level up as a human being. We love that. That's what we're here for. So we'll do that in 15 minutes or less. Actually, if I can hit that 10-minute mark, I fucking love it. Let's just do 10 minutes. Boom. So today's topic of discussion, woohoo, is, drum roll please, never stop learning because life never stops teaching. Ugh, oh my God, the truth of that statement. Ouch. Never stop learning because life never stops teaching. Whew. Mate, as soon as I accepted this, as soon as I really went, okay, this is just part of it. This is just the facts of life. This is just the ebbs and flows of what happens in the day-to-day, the learnings, the teachings. As soon as I accepted it, as soon as I stopped resisting it, right, was when things got easier. It just got easier. It was like when the learnings came, when I had to go through the shit to level up as a human being, to learn the lessons, so to speak, I was like, okay, this is what I need to learn. This is how I need to grow. We go through such a period of time of resistance in that. Like, oh no, I've learned enough. You know, I know everything. Oh my God. As soon as you learn that you know nothing, it becomes so much easier. You're curious. You want to know why. You want to know how. You want to level up. You want to absorb the knowledge and the advice and the wisdom, right? But if you have resistance to the life lessons, to the learnings, then you will find life very hard, my friend. Very, very, very hard. I got a text message today, and this is, by the way, one of my favorite text messages to receive. I love these messages so much. I got a text message from a friend who is currently going through a huge life lesson. And I love how life doesn't, like, with the lessons with life, it's sort of like handing you bricks, right? You know, you'll get a brick, it'll be a little heavy, but you have to carry it with you until you figure out where this brick needs to go. But sometimes life gives you like a ton of bricks and you have to carry them around for a bit. Or you get a ton of bricks and then you get a ton more bricks and you're like, aha, what am I going to do with all these bricks? Where do they need to go? Well, she has got a ton of bricks on her back right now. And I'm so unbelievably proud of her because she has learned a valuable lesson, which is, yes, she has to do the growings by herself, but she doesn't have to experience it by herself, if that makes sense. I think a lot of us isolate when we're going through something and we need to level up and we need to grow and we don't reach out. But the reaching out allows us to have support. Of course, friends and family and onlookers cannot carry the bricks for you. You have to carry your own life lesson bricks. I'm sorry. But they can definitely cheer you on. They can definitely tell you to keep going. They can definitely give you words of support. And that is how you carry those bricks until you find out where they need to go. So she reached out and, oh, bless her. And I got this great message, which I fucking love, which was, hey, Yar, do you have any recommendations for personal development, mental health, business, etc., growth, books? Do you have any recommendations for me? And yeah, well, of course I fucking do because I love that shit. So I messaged back and was like, of course, do you need me to drop some off to you? Like, what's the go? Tell me what you need. I'll tailor it for you, etc. But I was so proud of her because that was her going, hey, I have a ton of bricks on my back and I'm not sure where they need to go or how to build a wall. So I need some help and I know you can't help me and I know I need to learn the lesson, but can you support me? And I was like, hell to the fucking yeah, I can. She is dying to learn. that life will never stop giving her lessons. And she's working a method and she's working a skill set to figure out how she can continue learning those lessons when it is fucking challenging. And it will be challenging, my friends. Oh, fuck, man. The lessons I have learned, oh, and I'm still learning. I'm currently going through a major lesson right now. And I caught myself today. I've been doing a lot of growth on this lesson, a lot of learnings, a lot of personal self-talk around this particular thing. And I thought the thought that sent me back, if that makes sense. I thought the thought that sent me backwards in my learnings, that took me back to the old version of myself, to the version that didn't feel loved or supported or held or worthy. And I thought the thought and it caught me back in that feeling, back in that emotional space. It caught me for about 60 seconds. And then my new brain, my learnings brain, who has gone through this, has gone, no, we know the skills now. We know the lessons. We're going to stop this thought process. We're going to stop this pattern. We are not spiraling. My new brain was like, you're allowed to think that. But you're not allowed to delve into that anymore because we acknowledge that's a past thought. That's a past you. You've grown from this lesson. You've learned from this lesson. We're not going back there. We've done that. We've built that brick wall. We've put all those bricks down. You can have a look at it. Sure. Have a look at that wall. Yeah. All right. It's there. It exists. But now we're going to keep going. Unfortunately, we're going to get more walls to build later on. We'll get more bricks. Don't stress about it. You need to understand that the lessons will never stop. And you'll have moments of reflection where you look back and you're like, fuck, that was amazing growth. Like, I don't recognize the person back there to who exists now. Like, I don't, that growth was amazing. What I don't wish you to do, what I hope you don't do, is you resent the person that you were to where you are now, to the lessons that you've learned, to the growth that you've had. That resentment, that hate, that embarrassment you had to your old self, who didn't know better, who hadn't learned the lessons yet. We do that sometimes. We kind of embarrassed by this old self that hasn't grown. Because it was a part of us. It's part of our history. I get that. It's part of our journey. But don't be embarrassed by it. Don't resent it. Don't hate it. That version of yourself only knew what it knew with the lessons that it had learned, with the skills that they had. You had more bricks, baby. You've built a whole new wall. You've figured it out. You've got new skills. You've leveled up. That version of yourself, you should not be embarrassed by. If anything, that version you should be proud of because you're like, mate, I see that version and I will never be that version ever again. And I acknowledge that that version had to exist in order for me to become this version that I really like. So, never stop learning because life never stops teaching. Embrace it. Hold on to it. Understand that that becomes just a fact. It is just part of life now. Just is. Just is. It will be for the rest of your days. And as soon as you understand that, as soon as you understand that the learnings are just going to come and it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be challenging and it's going to be hard and you're going to have bricks on your fucking back for ages sometimes. Sometimes you can get rid of those bricks pretty fast. You have to understand that the struggle will be there for the rest of your days. Not always, but it will be there. You will learn those lessons. Never stop learning because life never stops teaching. Oh, we love it so much. All right. I hope you have the most amazing and fantastic day. And if you have some bricks on your back, keep going, my friend. Learn the lessons, build the fucking wall, get those bricks off your back, and enjoy the growth. Okay. Love you, see you, bye.